Amazing. So here we are with another episode of the Becoming Cosmically You podcast. And today we have Carmen with us. So, Carmen, if you want to explain a little bit about who you are and what you do.
I'm Carmen Kronquist, and I help impact and heart-centered female coaches, primarily female. I like the guys too. Coaches and healers and thought leaders catapult their income to a seven-figure level. And I do this by helping them overcome money blocks, blocks that they have on the subconscious level that prevent them from success. And so I do my spiritual work around that. But I help, the people that I work with are typically feeling overwhelmed and out of alignment with their soul's purpose. And they really want to bring more joy into their entrepreneurial journey. And I'm known to really fun things up while helping them find clarity and to just overcome some of the chaos and overwhelm that they feel like they're drowning in their business, so that they can scale while maintaining their well-being, because that's really important to me. I think sometimes people feel like they have to trade well-being and time freedom for money and for impact. And I'm of the belief that you can have it all, that that's just a story that you can step out of.
I love that. That's so important because I think I see that a lot as well in the coaching industry, especially amongst women who are kind of in this hustle culture, right? And this comparison culture, and oh, she's got this, and they're having this $1 million month or something. And I think sometimes you can get yourself into a bit of a trap, like comparing and stepping into that hustle. I don't know if you see that a lot in your work as well, Carmen.
Well, certainly, I think there's a lot of imposter syndrome that especially happens with women when they reach certain levels. And it's a, can I show up this way and truly be myself? And I think we're often given that, I call it the disease to please, as women entrepreneurs, and then having to have boundaries around that and being able to speak your truth. And realizing, hey, I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea. Not everybody has to like me. I need to know who my right fit client is and really be of service on purpose for those people. But I'm not going to be everything to everyone. And I think that's sometimes what happens, what gets people into the hustle of comparison and trying to please.
Yeah, my team is saying just a step before that as well is the fact that a lot of people don't really know who they are to start with. So, I think if you are in a certain time of your life and you've been hiding yourself or wearing a mask or being different things to different people, there goes my cat. She always
I
like
love it.
knocks my kisses my camera.
Oh.
Then you spend a lot of time like masking yourself, right? So when we are attracting people who are like you, they're actually the masked version of you. So actually it's not authentic. So you're creating a business which is based on illusion, right?
Right.
Based on an identity that you don't even have. Sorry, one sec. I'll sort my cat out. This is quite normal. I don't know if you see that a lot as well, because I think in this podcast we've seen quite a lot of super successful people who really like struggle with their identity, like who they are, who they're showing up as, and who they are in real life as well.
I do see that because I think self-concept drives everything. Your sense of identity, impacts your beliefs, impacts your actions. And, granted, we have a lot of different identities based on the roles we play in our life. We have roles as mothers, daughters, sisters, spouses, significant others, parents, whatever, we do play a lot of roles in our lives. But I think when it comes to the self-concept around being an entrepreneur, especially if you've come from a different space, it's sometimes hard for people to step into that, and especially as a wealthy entrepreneur.
So what kind of like money mindset problems do you see people having? Because I think when I read your bio, you work with people to get to Is it 7 figures in 2 years, or you guarantee, was it? You re reach 1 million in additional sales within 2 years or less, guaranteed. I love that. So beautiful.
Well, it's because I've been screwed over and ripped off by myself,
Yeah.
by sharks. There are sharks out there who I have, some mentors to thank for this analogy of sharks and dolphins. And the sharks are the ones that are in it for themselves, and they may come off very slick. They're good at sales, but they just want to take your money, and they don't care if you get results. Dolphins are the people that look out for each other, that hang in pods of like-minded, high-vibe people that do care about impact and do care about integrity and delivering. So my guarantee is, one, I'm careful about who I pick. So people have to qualify, to I need to find people who are a right fit client, who are motivated and ready to do that and to follow my model. But also, I risk reverse the guarantee so that they're not paying, they pay to start, but then they're not paying again until they hit their certain levels of results. So it's really like the payments are linked to the results they get. And that makes me feel integrity with how I'm doing business. And it takes away some of the resistance of clients. And so that they can see that, hey, as we're, they don't pay again until they hit an additional $50,000 in sales. And we're talking US dollars. I know they're, we're talking to an international audience here. And then they don't pay again until they hit an additional $250,000 in sales. So it's an incremental jump up, but I'm guiding them with every step of the way. And they're in the various stages of business. And so because it's in sequence, they're not overwhelmed. I think too often people feel like they have to do everything all at once and they're drinking out of a fire hose. And that's where they just get lost in the chaos. And my whole secret sauce is really helping people find clarity. And let's break this down so you know what kind of steps you need to be focused on right now and where I can support them to get them to the next level.
I love that. I love that. Clarity is so important. And I see that as well. I think a lot of people are trying to do all the things, and when you start a business, you have to wear many hats, and I think as women anyway, we're already wearing many different hats, like you said. We're already expected to keep the home, and we're expected to sort the household out, obviously old-fashioned values, but some of us still abide by those. I'm a single mom, so I get to wear all of the hats all of the time. And so, what would you say about money? Because obviously, in the 3D human world, there's always a lot of kind of like different opinions about money. Money is bad, or money is good. Money gives you freedom. Like, where would you say like the collective is in the moment about money energy?
I think money creates freedom, and it enables us to have impact and influence at a time when it's so needed, when divine order is needed to overcome the chaos that we're seeing in many places in the world. And I really think that, and I feel that my goal is to help money get into the hands of good-hearted people who want to make an impact and difference in the world, who want their light and love to be spread so that we can raise the vibration of the planet. And but yet we've often been programmed with these money stories, money is the root of all evil, or money is for other people, not us. I grew up on a farm, and money was only, it was hard work. And I was programmed with a lot of deserving. You're only deserving and worthy of money if you work hard enough or struggle long enough to deserve it. And that was a lot of ingrained programming that I've had to overcome in my journey. And we are all deserving, we're all worthy. And rich people are no different than poor people. Poor people can be unethical, wealthy people can be unethical. It's just that there's often a lot more visibility given to wealthy people who make mistakes and do crappy things with their money and all of that. The press loves that. I don't think there's any distinction. I think we're all worthy. It's whether or not we want to have money. It's not like money is going to make us complete and happy, because that comes from within and from source energy. But it certainly can enable you to create different things in your life and experiences that you might not be able to have without money. Money is just a form of energy, and it's a relationship like any other relationship. So it's, understanding that just like any other relationship, you need to love and nurture it, and you need to be able to give and receive freely. It's an exchange. It needs to be in circulation. So I don't know if that's ex entirely what the collective believes, but that is where my heart is right now, saying to me, my heart chakra is with that, that it enables us to do good and have impact in the world.
I love that. One of the questions my team is asking about charging money. So I think one of the kind of like wounding I see a lot, if you see this as well, common is like people just undercharging for the transformation that they provide, like, and thinking that people are saying no to them because of the fact of the number they're telling people their prices. What would you say about that?
I think people value what they pay for. And if they're willing to invest in themselves at a higher level, they're going to show up and they're going to be committed. And yet, there are people who commit money and don't follow through. There's that. But you need to stand in the value of your services, and that what you offer is important and needed in the world. And so it's really standing in that value and being able to have courageous conversations about money. And if somebody says no, you look and just say next. Maybe that person wasn't ready right now. They might come back around, because they said no right now might not be not never. And there's always going to be somebody who is a right fit for you if you feel aligned with your value and your services, and if you really know your right fit client.
Yeah, exactly. My team is saying that comes back to imposter syndrome. I think you've got to get really good at hearing the word no when you start a business and just be okay, because I think a lot of people are saying no to themselves, right? Because they worry that they won't be able to get results, or they'll somehow let you down or let themselves down. And actually, a no sometimes is just the body's fear response. It's not actually a no. It's a, oh no, I don't know how this is going to work.
It is often a fear response of resistance, and there are some of us that have been ripped off. So then you're a little more cautious, should I say, of who you want to invest your time and money with for support. But we're all here to walk each other home, right? We're all here to help each other learn those soul lessons and grow. And it is finding the right mentorship for you, and trusting in your inner guidance that if somebody is a right fit for you, if you're looking for a coach or a mentor, that you'll find the way to make it work. Or if not now, down the road you'll find a way to make it work. And if you're on the entrepreneurial side of things, just know that not everybody's going to say yes to you. And kind of overcoming objections feels like push energy to me. And that to me seems to create more resistance. And so it's a matter of just standing calmly and confidently in the value of the services you provide, believing and knowing that you're worthy of high level of compensation.
Yeah, exactly. That's beautiful. I love that. And I think my team are just saying that it's having conversations with people, right? I'm not a fan of brain marketing, and handling objections, one of the first courses I ever went on, one of the things I got ripped off on was handling someone's objections and poking pain points, and that just feels awful. And I think it's just about having conversations with people and seeing if they're open. And then if they are, great, let's work together. If they're not, like you said earlier, you go on to the next person and have another conversation. And also while my team is saying, distracting yourself in inverted commas with the beauty of life, because how amazing is it that we get to do what we do with so
Right.
much freedom, even if and even when you've just started and you've not got the money, you're still free, you've got the time.
Right. I agree 100%.
It's so beautiful. So what does it like working look like working with you, Carmen? Like, tell us a few of like people maybe that you've worked with that are some of the people that have got amazing results.
Interesting. I do a lot of work on the subconscious level because many people aren't aware of blocks and barriers that they carry on different belief levels, especially genetic and past life levels. There are oaths and vows and curses, and just collective consciousness can often limit what people believe is possible for them. And I can think of, my chiropractor. Just in the last year came to me because he was always seeing, money coming in, but then money going out. And so the minute he would start, accumulating wealth, something would happen to discourage that. And it was just a matter of, getting him to step out of that story. Do you want to step out of that story that every time that you make money, that you're going to lose it? Because you can clear that out very easily by stepping out of that story. But then we dug a little deeper and found that there was a curse on the history level, the group consciousness level that he was dealing with. And we cleared that out, and that made a transformational difference in his life. I've worked with people spiritually, but I've also worked with people more just as a peer coach. Who, where I've helped them just reinvent themselves into different careers, into different iterations of their business, into getting out of something that where they felt trapped and felt miserable, into something where they're using their gifts in a way that is so much more aligned with their soul's purpose. And that gives me such satisfaction. It is helping people tap into their true authenticity, to understand their personal brand and their uniqueness. I'll grab that Jimi Hendrix slash Crosby, Stills and Nash line that, hey, I just want to let my freak flag fly high. That's always been my dream since I was like in my 20s. I want to help people, hey, not only understand who they are, but let their freak flag fly so they can put it out boldly to the world and just really claim who they are so they can live their truth and own their worth at the highest levels. That's really my mission. Is just helping people get in touch with their truth. And so they can operate at that higher level of vibration and have more fun on the journey. We're here to have a fuck ton of fun. It doesn't have to be a drudgery or so serious or to be trapped into worrying all the time or imposter syndrome. You can be out there and just enjoy being you and let people embrace who you are. Let the world see who you are. I enjoy that. That's part of what I do, I think, is helping people get in touch with themselves and find clarity and have fun along the journey.
I love that. It's so important. I think a lot of people don't always connect to who they are or kind of hide themselves for fear of judgment from others. I love the work that you're doing here, Carmen. It's so beautiful. And with integrity as well, I think, like you said at the beginning, we need to get money in the right hands and money in abundance as well, my team are saying, because we think about this 3D world as just receiving money and building wealth, but actually wealth to me is about having more love, having more freedom, having more joy, feeling more connected, inner peace. I would swap all the millions in the world for all of those things. You need the full package, right? We need everything. Oh, there goes my cat again. Really should have kept her outside. She likes to like kiss the camera when I'm on camera in here.
Kitty kisses, I
Yeah.
love them.
It's the full package. And I love that you're playing such a beautiful pivotal role in that. So thank you from all of us here. How can people kind of stalk you, Carmen, if they want to get hold of you or look at what you do?
I love the word stalking me, although it often has a different connotation. You can find me, my business is called Intentionality LLC because I'm all about living with intention and purpose. And so my website is intentionalityconsulting.com. And then I have a digital business card that is connecttocarmen.com. So if you go there, there's a money mindset checklist that's a free downloadable gift that I invite all of you to hop onto to grab. And then you can find me on LinkedIn and Facebook as well. And I'm happy to put in the chat how you can reach me in terms of if you wanted to reach out and schedule a time or to set up a session with me. I'm happy to share that information as well. But I'm active on those two platforms. I'm getting more into the video part of things. I've been a public speaker, and during COVID, some of that dried up. For a while there in my career, wow, I manifested all these free trips to Europe as a speaker, which got me excited, and a free trip to Hawaii, to speak. And when the world kind of shut down for a while, then everything became virtual. But then that opened up other possibilities. That enabled me to be in Florida in the winter and be in a warmer climate and still be able to provide services to my clients and still be able to do virtual speeches and workshops as well. So I am a global citizen who loves attracting a global audience and really is inspired and committed to serving at a high level. So I invite you to reach out.
I love that. We'll make sure that all of your links and your freebies are put in the Spotify podcast so people can find you easily. And also a bit of like an off the wall question. Like, how have you maintained looking so young? That's what I want to know. Because you told me your age before we got on the podcast, which I'm not going to share unless you want me to.
Oh,
But like,
no.
how have you maintained your youthful vision?
Because I've declared it to be so. I am going to be 59 years old on April 28th. So my birthday is coming around the corner. So I'm in my last year in my 50s. I think it's just always having energy, and I do take care of myself. And I believe self-care, it's that whole put the oxygen mask on yourself first is so important. So I start the day with a walk. I've always been somebody who's been drawn to water. So I'm grateful that I've always been able to walk and meditate near water almost every day of my life. And having that inner peace as a start to my day allows me to carry that forward throughout my day. And as far as beauty routine, I don't really do anything else. I think I look at it this way. When I was a very much an ugly duckling, and I had the worst acne in the world. I had super oily skin as a young adult, and I was very self-conscious. I had a very poor self-esteem. But I told the creator, okay, the trade-off for this, all this bad skin, is that I get to have really, really good skin long into the rest of my life to make up for that. It seems like that deal is kind of carried through. And just to stay active and to stay positive and to laugh and enjoy life and to have good relationships and to get out in nature and to just breathe.
I
Because
love
that
that.
spirit coming through you is your breath is spirit moving through you, and just always remembering, all you have is now. This present moment is now, and all of time is happening now. There is no time on the other side of this 3D world, right? the past and the future and now are all happening at the same time. So just remembering that whatever you're going through, the universe has your back, to just breathe and to know that you are a powerful creator of your existence. And yes, you can create, health and well-being throughout your entire life.
I love that. I love that you said you just declared it as well, because I think a lot of people forget that they are their own creator, right? Of everything, their physical body as well. Obviously, sometimes we need to play a little part in the creation process, but the fact that you declared it, I love that.
I did. And like the trade-off from this acne that I had as a, a young adult was, all right, now I get to have good skin.
That's me done. I love that. And I think my team are just channeling a message to me now about trauma. I think a lot of people get stuck in their trauma and it defines them, but actually the universe is giving you the trauma or the story so you can inspire, motivate, and move other people. And so it's not a case of, oh, I'm in this position and I can't move through it. Like, you are being given this powerful story to share so you can move through that and move other people. And so my team just wanted to share that message based on what you said about your acne story. And it's such a powerful reminder that we get to use all of that as fuel, right?
We do. I had a near-death experience when I was about 45 years old. And that trauma, I refused to be identified by that trauma. I turned that into a very powerful purpose. I experienced one incident of domestic abuse that almost cost my life
Wow.
by in a relationship. And this person almost killed me. And that's another thing where I declared I refused to identify as domestic abuse victim because that's giving my power away to this person who abused me. And one incident in my life does not define me, does not define my self-concept. And I made a very powerful choice that that incident, it was a learning. It gave me greater compassion. And it gave me more of a motivation to help women who feel trapped into situations to be able to get out of situations so that they can move forward in their lives. It made me so much more aware and compassionate. But I will never, ever identify as a domestic abuse victim because of one incident that happened to me.
I
Because
love
that
that.
keeps me trapped as a victim. I'm not a victim, I'm a
Yeah.
powerful creator.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Stories and narratives and labels are so important to be mindful and aware of, because you can kind of, if you would have labeled yourself as a domestic violence victim or survivor, your life might have been different, right? You might have taken a different path. You might have attracted different people, different clients, people who were completely different to who you are now. And how beautiful that you didn't stay there.
Yes, that was
I
a
love
very
that.
conscious decision, even though I, at the time, I'd been a therapist. I've been a therapist since I was 26 years old and a coach. I've been in the field a long time. And I had a lot of self-shaming because it was like, how did you not see those red flags? How did you let this happen to you? And then I just decided I am no longer available for self-shaming. It's not moving me forward, it's not helping anything or anyone. It's keeping me stuck in a low vibration. And the minute I released that, I was able to move forward and reclaim my sense of self, my confidence, my purpose back, and to move through that trauma, and to really get back to my mission here.
I love that. So important and so empowering, and such a beautiful message to share with people that are probably, will relate to that on some level. So thank you for sharing that with us. So, are there any other messages you want to share with the audience before we wrap things up? Or
Be a dolphin, hang out in pods of high vibe people. Just realize that always that you're a powerful creator and that your self-concept really supports your beliefs. And so if you're wanting to make a dramatic change in your life, start with your self-concept. Project out, like, what is the self-concept that I'm stepping into in terms of my future self? Because that's going to pull you forward more quickly than having, I'm going to have this goal, I'm going to be a millionaire by, by this date, da da da, because your brain kind of gets into overwhelm. But if you step into different self-concept, you start showing up differently as that future self. You start thinking, okay, that self-concept, if I'm going to start stepping into that self-concept, then how am I showing up? And you start showing up as that wonderful human, three-dimensional and multidimensional being that you are, that's here to spread love and light, but also to absorb it. And you're here for a powerful purpose. So just keep that in mind at times that you feel that you have imposter syndrome or that you're out of alignment, that you chose to be here at this space and time, and you make a difference, you matter, and you are worthy of the best experience possible.
Wow, I love that. I think you should clip this and put it on your social media, because that was beautiful, really beautiful. Thank you for that. Really appreciate you being here and giving up your time and your energy and your love to share with everybody. And I appreciate you being a dolphin. We only seem to attract dolphins on this podcast, which is amazing. I wouldn't have any sharks on. I would sniff them out a mile off. But we've been so lucky that we haven't had to turn anyone away. We've just collected dolphins. So thank you for being such a beautiful dolphin in this ocean with us.
Well, thank you. And I feel so blessed to be here, to be a part of your community, and to share my message with your tribe. So thank you for this opportunity to give me a little bit of a platform to put myself out there in a way that really feels aligned and authentic with what I'm doing.
Course, you're welcome anytime. So, Carmen, we're going to just thank our readers and listeners for watching and taking in this episode. And then we can have a little chat afterwards if you've got 5 minutes to spare.
I do.
Beautiful. Thank you for watching and listening, everybody. We appreciate you.